The World Food Programme, the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, the UN Refugee Agencies, and the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs all took part in a 6-week mission to Zoska and Amora in Blue Nile State and Kau or Nyaro, Rashad, which is also known as New Tegali, and Western Jebel in South Kordofan State. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum, Lenny Kemsley, the head of communications and public relations for the World Food Program in Sudan, said these 5 areas have largely been cut off from support over the last 10 years. Kemsley says the mission's findings indicate that people are in dire need of improved food security, education, health, and water and sanitation services. She says WFP has delivered 100 metric tons of nutritious biscuits for 25,000 school children in 83 schools over 5 recent missions to the area.
This was the first assistance that people in these isolated areas had received from the United Nations in the last decade due to conflict and access constraints. A lack of food for students is one of the main challenges in maintaining school enrollment in these isolated areas. Providing school meals is among the top priorities for WFP's response as access continues to open.
Kemsley says an estimated 800,000 people in these areas are in desperate need of relief. She says expanding access to SPLM North control enclaves is crucial to providing urgent assistance to the affected communities.
Ramping up support will help stabilize communities and pave the path for peace-building efforts while reinforcing the UN's commitment to assist marginalized populations in Sudan.
Eddie Rao, the country director for the United Nations World Food Programme in Sudan, describes the move as a huge breakthrough. He says gaining humanitarian access to these communities will improve thousands of lives and rebuild livelihoods.
Communities in these areas have been struggling and surviving on little or nothing for a decade. So access for humanitarian agencies to increase their assistance to these vulnerable communities is critical. With improved food security and other opportunities, families will be able to reintegrate with the rest of Sudan and start to recover and rebuild.
Abdullah Fadil, the UNICEF country director in Sudan, describes the missions as a major development, saying political leaders in the area must ensure that humanitarian access to children and communities in need is always granted. Fadil says the mission's preliminary findings found that children in the 5 areas have been entirely left behind, and there is an urgent need to act now to ensure that, in his word, these children have a future.
Consistent access and allowing us to deliver needed services wherever it's feasible, wherever it's possible and makes the most logistic sense would really make a difference in the lives of these communities. We hope this will continue and we hope that no children will be left behind just because of where they are located.
The humanitarian community in Sudan is calling for increased access and critically needed assistance to support these marginalized communities. They commended the transitional government and leaders of the SPLM North faction led by Abdulaziz Al-Hilu for being engaged at peace talks in Juba, South Sudan, which humanitarians say should put an end to the suffering of many communities in Sudan. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.